Glory to God. We'll be in Acts tonight, the second chapter. Oh, hallelujah. I'll go into Acts 1 and 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Judea, in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they had beheld, he was taken up, and in a cloud received him and out of their sight. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we thank you, God, for hearing answering prayer for meeting needs. And God, we ask you to anoint thy servant tonight, in Jesus' name. Now, church, tonight, Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait until they was endued with power on high. In other words, to thy gates of baptism of the Holy Ghost, church. Amen. And then we look in Acts 2 and in 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in the place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave the utterance. Now, church, I tell you, God did not leave the church empty-handed. He didn't leave the church where, you know, that we can operate here in the last days. He didn't leave us where we couldn't be a victorious church in these last days. Now, folks, we can be and we can have what we want from God. I know God didn't leave us empty-handed, but he gave us power after the Holy Ghost come down. And you know, the Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Now, amen, church, I tell you, that's something to shout about. Amen. Hell is not going to prevail against you and I tonight. Man, we have power from God to overcome every trial, every test, everything comes our way. If we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, we can go through it all. Now, I know sometimes it don't look too good, but I know Jesus is the answer to every need. Now I want to read in Matthew I don't mention this, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. In the 18th chapter, 16, 18th verse, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, upon the rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, church, my, what a powerful statement here that we have from Jesus Christ, that whatever we bind on earth, we'll be bound in heaven. Whatever we lose, we'll be losing. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. My church, we ought to be shouting the victory right now. Now I know with experience, I know, church, that we operate on this earth most of the time. Pentecostal church operates right here. We ought to be operating from here.
Amen.
Hi, isn't that right? Isn't that right, church? We ought to be operating and praying and everything we do from the heart. And neighbor today, but we have so much knowledge. We have knowledge of the Bible, especially after we've been saved for a long time. I've been saved for a few years. I won't go try to tell you how long. But church, I kind of know about the Bible, what it says. And every day if somebody begins to quote the scripture, when I listen real close, and I know whether they quoted it right or they didn't. But see, we have a knowledge up here. And we operate, and you know, somebody says, somebody does something, then you automatically clicks in your mind and said, yeah, I know. I've heard about that before. Old preacher Brown done preached that about months ago. Huh? And we have knowledge of it. But church, I try to practice. Sometimes I don't get it done. But I try to practice with all my heart. So when that preacher is preaching that gospel, honey, to shut off this ear. I know I got to hear it. But honey, I want to listen with a heart, church. I want to receive that word of God. Let it pierce my heart and let it build me and strengthen me in the power of the Holy Ghost, church. A lot of people know, you know, they like to run and shout and praise God. I like that. I like running and shouting. I do a little myself. But oh, church, when the preacher's preaching the gospel and only the power of the Holy Ghost, and we listen with a heart, and that's sharp and sharper than a two-edged sword, and come in there and cut away all the mess that should be there. It'll uplift you and strengthen you and meet your need. But we must see so much of the time. I get in trouble sometimes. I always say I engage my mouth or engage my brain. Because see, I know. And so I say things. But then God is trying to get me out, you know, of saying just, you know, I know. And so I'm going to say it. No, you don't say it. Sometimes it's better things unsaid than said. Even if it's right, even if it's the truth, sometimes you just need to leave it alone. Let God take care of it. But our heart, church, it's where God wants us to come from and serve Him with a heart, folks. Not with our ability, our wisdom, our knowledge. In St. Luke, the 19th chapter, 15th verse, said, Go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues, and shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Oh, hallelujah, church. I tell you, we ought to be shouting again. Amen. Glory to God, folks. We take it to heart. And you know, I heard about a story about a professor was teaching. And he's teaching on faith. And he taught, I forget the exact scripture he used. But he was, like this scripture right here, where they should take up the servant and they should drink any deadly thing and shall not hurt them. And he said, do you really believe that? The professor was teaching the Bible. He said, yeah, I believe it. He said, do you act upon it? Folks, I'll tell you, do we believe it in our heart? I guarantee you, I bet you, I got to ask anybody here on some of these things. You say, sure, I believe it. But it's here. That's how you believe it. But church, when we believe in our heart that these things are going to take place and these gifts of the Holy Ghost, and we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. My, what a challenge. My God's ready, church, to perform miracles for His church and His people. He make intercession for them every day, every night, all day long. But my, if we could get again, church, again. Boy, if old Brother Jordan could get it in his heart. Huh? Then I lay hands on them sick people. You know, they had recovered. Not because of Brother Jordan, but because my faith, from my heart, I believe. And when I believe from my heart, folks, we've had people, a neighbor today, we prayed for a lady that had a nervous breakdown. We prayed for her for 6 hours. Finally, God delivered. The Holy Ghost come down, delivered her. She said the devil told her that if she spoke or she opened her eyes, he'd kill her. And she was that way 2 or 3 days, and the family wanted to take her to rest. But Mama said, no, you ain't taking her nowhere until we pray. So we prayed, church, and we prayed, and we prayed. Then the Holy Ghost come by. Jesus come by. God delivered her, church. She began to weep and cry and pray. Because, church, somebody there believed in her heart. Huh? Somebody there believed in her heart. And she was delivered. You know, I prayed for a man. That a woman, in intensive care, they was going to take all the stuff off of him. He's going to die the next day. And that woman asked me to go up and pray for her brother. And on Sunday, I went up her about 3 o'clock. And I prayed for him. And you couldn't pray, you know, really pray, because you know how intensive care is. Doctor, nurses everywhere. But I did. And you know, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel a big move of God or anything like that. I just prayed. And on my way down the elevator, I said, God, are you healing that man? And God spoke to me, he'll live. But the next morning, after that morning, when I prayed that evening, the next morning, they took all that stuff off of. And they said that man was healed, church. He was healed. Amen. Like I say, I didn't feel all powerful or anything. But God said he's going to live. Man said he was going to die, church, when they took that off. But God said he was going to live. Oh, church, I'm not trying to tell you what Brother Jordan done, but God, Brother Jordan didn't do it. But there's a God in heaven that makes intercession for the church and his people. How did he'll raise them up? What does the Bible say? We water, we plant. Jesus gives the increase. God gives the increase, church. Folks, I'm telling you, when we believe in that heart, when we believe, God's going to work and move. We lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. My folks, I tell you, and I say again, we can have what we want, but we got to serve God with a heart, church. With a heart, church. With an everyday walk with God. It's so easy to reason. I got to go to the grocery store. I got to mow a yard today. And I got to do this and that with reason up here in our mind. What are we going to do? God gets in there, begins to work. If you pray, and then he may change all that. Huh? Because we're serving God from our heart. I ain't going to mow that yard when I thought I was. I thought I was going to mow it that morning. But God done told me I got to go do something else, so I'll get it this evening. Huh? If the Lord will. Huh? Because I'm serving him from my heart. You know, I said this before in I don't like to say it, but there's sometimes the reason we don't do anymore, I said we don't do anymore, is because we're not really expecting God to perform the miracle when we get there. You know, when we first got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and man on the firing line for God, we'd beat the preachers there praying for people that were sick and in the hospital and in their homes. Every time it come by, we done been there and left. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, church, we stayed there, we prayed until the Holy Ghost moved, and we wept and cried until God moved. You know, I was praying for one lady like that, and she kind of looked up at me and she said, "Are you through?" She wouldn't need no more prayer. She was trying to get rid of that preacher. Huh? But I'm going to tell you, church, when we've done it from the heart, then we're expecting something when we get there. You know, I always say we ought to be excited. We ought to be thrilled about the things of God, church. Thrilled about, excited about it. When we get ready to go to church, say, "Honey, let's go. Let's get on out there to the church. God's going to work a miracle. God's going to move." Man, I'm excited. I'm thrilled. But you know what? The excited and thrills, huh, just about gone. I know there's been times me and my wife come to church, she'll be hurting and just barely making it here, and I'll be hurting and be mowed a yard or two all day and just barely made it to church. Boy, I wasn't excited. I wasn't too thrilled, and my wife, and boy, we was hurting, and my feet give me a lot of trouble sometimes. And my eyes hurting. But we come on to church. And sometimes I tell her, I said, "If we just make it to church, huh? Boy, if I can get there." I said, "If I could just make it to church." Amen, church. If I can get there, I know God's going to meet me there. You hear me? I said, "I know God's going to meet me there." Amen. It's not going to be something at the top of my head. But neighbor day, I'm in trouble. I need help. And neighbor day, I know where to go. I come to the house of God and receive from Him, church. Receive from Him. I remember when I lost a loved one, my brother, that's who it was, my brother passed away. It really hurt. Me and him was really close. I took him everywhere, to the hospital, doctor. I took him everywhere. And he's a little older than I was. But he passed away right there in his trailer. And boy, I was hurting. I was upset. And, you know, I couldn't get, you know, no relief. I had it in my mind. I said, "Well, I might not get no relief here, devil. When I get to the house of God, God's going to give me relief from this thing." Amen. I love my brother, and neighbor, it hurt me bad. But I come to the house of God, church. You know what he did? Jesus met me there. And I come up here, I raise them hands, I begin to weep and cry and pray. Neighbor, thank God didn't leave me, forsake me, but it come down in a mighty way and helped me and strengthened me in the faith, church. My Jesus works and moves. Neighbor, day when we come to Him, when our hearts open to Him, neighbor, day God will work a miracle. Huh? I tell you, but you know, church, when the disciples, when the Holy Ghost come down, they receive that power. The first miracle they had in Acts with old Peter. Neighbor today, and John was walking to the temple called Beautiful. And neighbor today, they met the man sitting at the gate. And he looked at him, and Peter told him, "Silver and gold have I none, But such as I have, I give to thee. And he went on to say, he said some other things in between there, but he said this, in the name of Jesus Christ, arise up and walk. He went leaping, walking, and praising God, church. God give us power, church. Amen. To do what's got to be done in these last days. And the Bible said that one place that Peter just walked down the street and his shadow overshadowed him. And they would be healed of all manner of diseases and demons would come out of people. My, I need a ministry like that. Just a shadow touch people, huh? Woo! My. But you know what, church? God has not left us short in these last days that we're lived in. Oh my, the Bible said that he hadn't changed. He hadn't changed a bit. But you know what? Me and you are changed. We change all the time. I get so flustered and aggravated and everything else when I hear some of these preachers preach, and neighbor, they change. They're no longer, preach what they used to preach. They used to preach holiness. They used to believe in a straight and narrow way. But neighbor, today, now everything goes. I used to preach a lot of these, word at churches. I knew several of them. The preachers' wives. Neighbor, they used to be holy. Mom and dad was holiness preachers. But neighbor, they didn't seem to desire any of that in their ministry. But I preached to them, said, neighbor, if you ever holiness, why ain't you holiness now? If you ever was, believe God, why aren't you believing him now, folks? My. Neighbor today, we used to. Well, that's a bad word to me. Used to. I used to pray. Oh, I used to fast. I used to hear from heaven. Boy, I some of the old saints, and we'd get around, we would get to talk, and I would get after them. Because they always tell me how it happened in the good old days. Old Jack Cole and A.A. Allen, some of the rest of them. And every day how God was performing miracles. I said, listen, I know about all that. I've read about them and I've heard about them and I'm hearing it from you all the time. But what I really want to know, honey, is what's going on with you today. What's moving in your heart and life today? Is something turning in your soul today? Honey, I tell you today, we need to know what happened back then. But honey, we need to know what's going on in our soul today. That's what I'm concerned about. Neighbor, we can say, well, it used to be. I used to do this and I used to do that. Well, why aren't you doing it now? I've heard people say, I used to run. I used to shout and praise God. Well, why aren't you doing it now? Oh, neighbor, David called with pride for wearing himself well. Oh, neighbor, we need to humble ourselves before God one more time. I know. I know my wife's been looking at me. It's kind of funny. So it's time for me to. She didn't raise no handkerchief or nothing yet. But folks, I'm telling you. God didn't sell us short, folks. We got the Holy Ghost. We got the power. We got everything we need to be an overcoming church in these last days. He hasn't changed. It's just that we used to do. We used to be. Huh? Oh, I didn't like that much. What about now? Why aren't we getting it done now? Because Brother Jordan caused you and you knew. We're not paying the price like we used to. Huh? You know, when I first started, when I got saved and I was started in the Assembly of God up at Laird Hill. It used to be the Assembly of God Church. And I started going there, and then they started put me in there teaching Sunday school to teenagers. And them teenagers knew more about the Bible than I did. I didn't know nothing. I just got saved. So, boy, I wept and cried and prayed. Boy, I got desperate before God. And then, all of a sudden, they did throw me to the dogs. They made me a youth leader. I was a youth leader. Boy, I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. And I had to lead the song service. And I had to, get up there before them kids and give a message, you know. I said, Lord, Lord, how can I do this? They know more about the Bible than I do. But you know what, church? I got so desperate before God. You hear me? I mean, I needed help, and I needed help now. Huh? And I wept and cried and prayed about leading the song, sir. And the Holy Ghost come by church and touch me, and I can carry a tune now sometimes. Amen. And I was able to lead that song service. And then I was desperate. I was before God. I wept. I cried. I prayed. I begged God to help me in that youth service. And every day God began to tell me He's going to give me a soul. Then He told me the next week, I'm going to give you 2 souls this week. Then He may give me 3 souls the next week. But you know why I heard from God like that? Because, folks, I was desperate before God. I'm going to tell you, God didn't tell me how many souls He gave me this week. Going to give me, huh? Or last week either. You know why, church? I was, man, sinking, and I thought I was about to drown, huh? Because I didn't know anything. And I got a hold to God with everything I had. I was desperate before God. God honored that desperation. And He helped me teach them kids. Oh, folks, we had such a, I bet Sister Bobby knows this. We had such a big crowd of youth people, we had to move from the CA hall into the auditorium. That's what God done. For a man, of course, Mom and Daddy and the whole church were praying for the youth. I'm not saying it was just Brother Jordan. But the whole church were praying for the youth. But church, God honored an old country boy that was desperate before God. I wonder if Wayne needs to get desperate again. Well, God can start giving me them souls and telling me when He's going to give them to me. Huh? Reckon I need to get desperate again. If I done it then, why ain't I done it now? Huh? See, church, I'm a type of person. If it's me, then I'm guilty. Then I need to do better. It ain't Brother Jordan. See, I got, a few fingers pointed back here. You know, but folks, we need to do better. Brother Jordan needs to do better. We all need to do better and win souls for God. Serve God with a heart and not with a brain. Amen. God bless you. Let's come around the altars and pray.